Gracias.
Thank you very much to the delegation for the clarifications provided. I have two sets of questions. My first one refers to children who are detained and institutionalized. This brings me back to the doubt as to how many such children are there. And we're talking about different places. We're talking about young offender centers, child institutions. And I think that the representative of the prosecutor's office expressed the difficulty of getting precise figures, given that children are there only on a temporary basis. So there's a lot of turnover. However, there are mechanisms for determining the number of children within an institution at a given point in time. So it would be very useful for our committee to know those numbers. And it would also be very useful for us to know how long children remain within these institutions, even if it's only a short amount of time or a variable amount of time. And as regards children in institutions, in other countries, it happens that some children commit suicide within institutions. So I would like to know whether Turkmenistan monitors suicides of children in institutions, whether this is a problem, whether you have any indicators or figures, if it is something that happens in Turkmenistan. Finally, as regards the obligations arising under Article 2 of the Optional Protocol on the Sale of Children, we would like to know what progress Turkmenistan has made in terms of the implementation of those obligations. But specifically, we'd like to know what is being done in connection with the relevant recommendations that were made in the past to Turkmenistan. In 2010, Turkmenistan criminalized human trafficking, and almost all of the behaviors that are prohibited under the protocol. However, could you please clarify that, well, there are some forms of behavior that don't yet seem to be included in the criminal code. And if I may, Madam Chair, I will mention them just to be very clear and precise here. Article 129 of the criminal code does not seem to sufficiently include the sale of children for the purpose of forced labor. And this is a specific requirement contained in paragraph 3, 1A and C of the protocol. Article 64 of the Criminal Code does not explicitly prohibit the possession of child pornography material. That is also something that is required by paragraph C, Roman 2 of paragraph 1 of Article 3 of the protocol. I would also like to know whether Turkmenistan has criminalized in the case of the adoption of a child, whether an intermediary who sort of extorts consent from parties, is that criminalized in Turkmenistan? Also, have you criminalized the use of internet for the dissemination of child pornography or other forms of sexual exploitation, such as recruitment into child prostitution? So those were my questions relating to criminalization. And finally, during the last review, a recommendation was made to Turkmenistan to carry out a comprehensive study on the use of internet for the spread of child pornography and other forms of sexual exploitation material, such as recruitment into prostitution material. That was one of the recommendations that was adopted. Now, you have told us about many measures that have been undertaken, but we would still like to know whether assessments and reviews are carried out on a regular basis and whether you have secured cooperation from internet providers.